And now this is a dictation for Katherine, K-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, Cotter, C-O-T-T-E-R, August 156, addresses a letter to Madison McCannon, M-C-C-O-N-N-O-N, P-A, 772-7656. Dear Madison, follow up for Katherine with a renal transplant, polycystic kidneys, comes accompanied with husband, last visit in March. They are under a lot of stress as husband is being diagnosed with rectal cancer. Blood pressure running high. Lisinopril has been increased. She's complying with medications. Has gained few pounds but doing low salt. I did an extensive review, system being negative. Medication list review. I will highlight cyclosporin, Celset, prednisone for blood pressure, lisinopril. Present weight 153. Blood pressure at home 140s, 150s over 60s. Here was 136.84. Alert oriented time 4. No respiratory distress. Lung cardiovascular normal. No kidney transplant tenderness. No edema non focal. Next paragraph. Chemistry September, creatinine stable. No activity in the urine, blood, protein, or cells. Normal protein creatinine ratio, cyclosporin therapeutic. Mild degree of anemia. Normal electrolyte, acid base. Normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. She has a systolic murmur. Louder on the axilla area, on a prior echo 2 years ago, moderate mitral regurgitation with preserved ejection fraction. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Polycystic kidney disease, status post renal transplant with kidney transplant stable, high risk medication immunosuppressant, blood pressure acceptable control, mitral valve regurgitation, clinically not symptomatic, hypertension, lisinopril increase, check potassium, exposed to Prilosec for esophageal reflux, long-standing, check magnesium, all issues discussed with the patient, emotional support provided to both of them, patient and husband, come back in 6 months,